You will hear an IELTS recording and will have to answer questions on what you hear. First, you will have some time to look at the questions. The recording will now begin.
Welcome to our programme. Today I'm going to talk about the history of charities in the UK. Nowadays, many of the prominent charity organisations that most people are familiar with are devoted to problems in the third world or funding research for various diseases. However, prior to the end of the Second World War and the establishment of the welfare state in 1945, charities were mainly responsible for caring for poor individuals and families living in poverty here in the UK. Since there was no government provision for those who were unable to fend for themselves, charity organisations were involved in the care of hundreds of thousands of children. In the 19th century, there were enormous divides in the lifestyle of a wealthy child and one born into poverty. More than a third of England's population was under the age of 15 by 1895, and a high proportion of these were from poorer backgrounds. Children from privileged backgrounds were often taught that it was their duty to help the poor, and by that time, members of many richer families were involved in charity work of some description. These institutions also provided a rare opportunity for middle-class women to become involved in a form of useful and stimulating work outside of the home. It is estimated that by 1901, 500,000 such women were involved in some sort of regular voluntary work. The growing younger population and the shocking conditions in which many of them lived brought children to the attention of both the government and charity organisations. In 1830, children under 10 accounted for almost 50% of deaths in London. At that time, half of the babies born to poor families in London died before their first birthday. The Great Ormond Street Hospital for Sick Children was founded in 1852. However, many of the city's young continued to be cared for in dirty conditions, hazardous to health. It was soon recognised that children often needed protection, not only from squalid conditions and disease, but also from violence and physical harm. Consequently, the charity organisation, the NSPCC, the National Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children, was founded in 1889. In 1899, due to government intervention, for the first time all children up to the age of 12 had the opportunity to go to school. Prior to this, many young children from poor backgrounds had no access to education and had been working in dangerous conditions from an extremely young age. For over 30 years before this change in education legislation, charity organisations had been working to support poor children in finding safe work opportunities. One example was the Watercress and Flower Girls Mission, established in 1866 with the aim of providing a home and work for young and disabled flower sellers. In a similar way, the London Shoeblack Brigade, founded in 1849, offered fair employment terms to children employed as shoe cleaners and also encouraged attendance at evening school. One of the earliest disaster fund charities in the UK was established in response to the sinking of the Titanic in 1912. The Titanic Fund raised the equivalent of what would be $10 million today to help widows of those lost in the shipping tragedy. When looking back at charitable contributions in history, it can be very difficult to find out actual numbers of people who were helped, partly because there were so many different organisations, and also because so many records have been destroyed. Undoubtedly, though, the assistance given was enormous.